Hello, everybody.
大家下午好。
We praise the Lord that we managed to fix the PA system.
感谢主啊，刚刚我们的那个音响系统出现一些技术的故障，感谢主，我们已经处理好了。
So we don't need to shout.
哈利路亚，感谢主，我们线上的弟兄姊妹也可以听到我们的声音了哈，现在。
Amen. Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. Hallelujah. Do you know as you grow older, things get quieter?
年纪越来越大，好像那个听力好像没什么好，觉得好像身边的东西比较安静了。
And you know why it gets quieter? Because we can't hear so well.
因为我们的听力没有怎么好，所以觉得好像身边的世界变声音变静了。
When you grow older, things are no longer black and white.
当我们年长以后，觉得这个世界并不只是黑与白。
It goes gray.
有那个有这个灰色的那个颜色。
Amen.So anyway, those of you who, when you get older, you realize. Today I want to begin a series on about the communion.
今天我跟大家分享的这个一系列的讲题呢，是关于圣餐。
It may sound very boring.
可能会听上就会觉得很无聊，很无趣哈。
But in fact, it perhaps is one of the most important understanding that we need to all understand.
但确实是我们需要知道的一个其中一个很重要的一个真理。
Because it's one of two sacraments, which means a religious expression of the grace of God.
其实这是在其中一个很神圣的一种仪式，来表达神的一个恩典。
A couple of weeks ago, when we had baptism, it was the first sacrament.
那么在几周前，我们所进行的这个洗礼是其中一个圣身的一种仪式。
Remember, we come into the union with Christ through our baptism.
记得我们之前讲到，借着水洗，我们与基督的合一和连接。
That His death is our death.
基督的死成为我们的死。
His suffering is our suffering.
耶稣的受苦成为我们的受苦。
Jesus took on the wrath of God.
耶稣基督承载了神所有的愤怒。
He died on the cross.
为我们在十字架而死。
Shed his blood.
他为我们流血。
His body was broken.
他的身体为我们破碎。
And when he was raised from the dead,
当耶稣从死里复活的时候，
we are also raised from the dead.
我们同样与基督同复活。
Jesus ascends.
耶稣基督升天。
One day we will also ascend.
有一天我们也同样会与主一起
在
天中相遇。
And God wants us to remember that.
主要让我们牢记这一点。
And so,That was the beginning. Your baptism is the beginning.
那么洗礼只是我们这个旅途的一个开始。
The communion is the same. It's the continuation of the understanding.
那么圣餐呢，是我们之后一种持续不断的一种理解。
And Jesus instructs us that we should do the communion as often as you can, as you can.
主耶稣亲自的吩咐我们，我们要常常领圣餐，常常的这样做。
And the communion should not only be done in church; it should be done also in your fellowship groups, in your house groups, in your home when you meet with your family or by yourself.
所以，其实圣餐呢，不光只是在教会里面才可以领，其实我们在家中，在我们线下的各样的团契当中，与家人、与朋友都可以做这样的事情。
Just because the church practices it once a month doesn't mean that's the only time we should do it. You should carry on whenever you meet together with other people as a family. You should do it.
所以我们不因为我们教会呢只是一个月一次，但是并不代表说我们其他时间不可以这样做。我们可以常常如此行，在家中，在与弟兄姊妹的团契当中，也可以如此行。
So after this teaching, hopefully we will become inspired to take communion more often.
所以当我们听了这个今天的讲道之后，希望我们可以从中受到启发，我们可以常常在家中也这样做。
Today I want to just want to go over what does it mean by, go over the teaching on the breaking of bread.
今天的讲道呢，我会专注在掰饼这一块。
Do you know in a communion we take the bread and we break it?
当我们在领圣餐的时候，我们首先拿出一个饼，然后说要掰饼。
Although we don't do it, because it's already packed.
But
you should actually have it be one that you break.
但是真正的，虽然我们平时操作是已经分好的那个饼，但是实际操作中是拿一块整个的饼，然后掰开。
See, Jesus, at the night of death, before he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it, and then he gave it to the disciples and said, "This is my body."
所以在耶稣被
broken for you。
对，也在耶稣被卖的前一晚呢，最后晚餐，他当时所做的就是拿出一个饼，然后掰开分给他的门徒，然后祝谢。
So what's the significance of the bread then？
所以这个饼的意义是什么呢？
If you understand the significance of the bread, when you put it in your mouth, it's no longer just a piece of bread.
所以当我们明白这个饼这里代表这个很重要的意义的时候，当我们吃进这个饼的时候，那个意义就不同了。
Then afterwards he took the cup and he said, "This the cup." He uses the term cup. He said, "This is the blood that of the covenant and the remission of sin."
所以之后呢，主耶稣又举起那个杯，他是用杯来形容这个酒。他说：“这个杯是代表用我的血所立的约。”
I think most of us will probably understand the significance of the blood a bit more than the significance of the body.
可能很多人对于这个杯和这个血的意义呢，理解更可能比这个饼要理解的更深刻一点。
Because we tend to.Often speak about the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus.
因为我们常常会提到说，耶稣基督的宝血有洁净的大能。
The forgiveness of the blood of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus.
然后借着耶稣基督宝血，我们的罪得赦免的一个功能。
And then the new covenant through the blood of Jesus.
然后借着耶稣的宝血，我们进入这个新的盟约。
Let's have a look at the scripture.
好，我们一起来看看经文怎么讲。
The communion is far more significant and far more powerful than we think.
这个真的圣餐比我们想象的远远超过我们所想象的那个重要。
If it wasn't, Jesus would not tell us to do it as often as you can.
如果圣餐不重要，那么主也不会嘱咐我们说要常常的领圣餐。
To tell us in remembrance of Him.
他说我们这样行的时候就是来纪念他。
Amen. So, remember the story when after Jesus rose from the dead, and there were two disciples, they were walking away from Jerusalem, and Jesus met them, but they did not know it was Jesus.
记得在主耶稣复活以后，他在去往以马忤斯的那个路上遇见两个门徒，但是那个两个门徒并没有认出主来。
It's strange.
是很奇怪的，是不是？
Somehow the risen Christ is unrecognizable.
但是一个复活的主，一个基督，他是旁身边的人的门徒是认不出来他的样子。
Similarly, if Jesus came to you both in spirit and physically, how do you know it is him?
同样的，如果我们的主复活了，在灵里面，在肉身当中也复活了，那么我们如何去分辨他就是我们的主呢？
The Apostle John.Being one of the closest to Jesus, when he saw Jesus in heaven, he could not recognize Jesus, the glorified one.
所以约翰就是主所爱的那个门徒，这么亲近的主的一个门徒，当主复活的时候，他自己没有亲眼认出主来。
It's important.
这是非常重要的一点。
If the Lord manifested himself here and we all can see him, how do you know it's Jesus?
所以当如果有一天主真的就在我们当中彰显他自己，让我们看我们如何来认出他呢？
You see, that's what happened to the disciples. The two disciples, they could not recognize the risen Christ.
这也是发生在这两个门徒身上的，他们不能认出那复活的主。
And so they talked and talked and talked and talked until it was late.
所以他们跟耶稣一直讲，一直讲，讲到差不多临近夜晚的时候。
And then they persuaded Jesus to remain.
然后他们就劝耶稣留下来与他们同住。
And then they sat down to have a meal.
然后当他耶稣与他们同住，坐下跟他们一起吃饭。
And Luke chapter 24 verse 30 to 31 says this: When he was at the table with them, can we have the next slide, please? And when he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them.And this was what happened. And their eyes were open. They recognized him, and he vanished from their sight.
路加福音的24:30-31，他说：“坐下来，耶稣坐下来和他们用餐的时候，耶稣就拿起饼来祝福了，掰开递给他们，他们的眼睛就开了，这才认出他来。耶稣却从他们眼前消失了。”
I want everyone to repeat this word: breaking bread.
我想大家一直重复这个字，掰
饼，
掰开，掰饼。
Notice, right, in every slide, look out for that word, breaking bread.
那我们在每一个那个经文当中去找这个字眼。
So how did the disciples suddenly could see?
为什么门徒突然他们的眼睛开了就认出他来呢？
Something happened when Jesus broke the bread.
所以当主在掰饼的时候有事情发生呢？
It was something that he did before he was crucified in the communion. He did it the first time when he's resurrected. It was a communion.
所以是主在被钉十字架之前，他跟门徒做了这个圣礼掰饼的事情。那么在他复活之后，这是他第一次再与门徒做同样的事情。
Somehow the communion enabled the disciple to see, ah, it is Jesus.
所以在这个掰饼的过程当中，门徒不知怎么样，突然就意识到了，这就是主来。
So there's something about the communion that opens our eyes.
所以这个圣餐。借着这个圣餐开了他们的眼睛
to enable us to see and recognize Jesus.
让我们可以看属灵的看见并且认出我们的主来。
There's something mysterious about the communion that has that effect upon us.
所以这个圣餐有这样极大的一个奥秘在我们身上有这样的影响。
How many of you know just breaking a piece of bread?
很多人觉得说这有什么大不了就是掰一个饼而已嘛。
And yet it has power to open the eyes of the disciples.
但是却有如此大的一个能力，能开这些门徒的眼，认出主来。
And then, we also look at some examples that the communion was something that was important in the early church. They practiced it wherever they gathered together.
所以我们也看一些例子，在早期的教会，他们也常常有这样的操练，常常这样做。
So Acts chapter 2 verse 42 and verse 46, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship to the breaking of bread and prayer.
这里在使徒行传二章四十二节说，他们都专注于使徒的教导和彼此的团契，掰饼和祝和祈祷。
Amen. Breaking bread was important as part of the church life.
所以
the communion was important.
所以圣餐这个东西在他们的早期的教会当中，教会生活当中是同等重要的。
And then verse 46 says, and day by day attending the temple together, breaking bread in their homes.
46节又说他们天天同心合一，恒切的在圣殿里敬拜，且在家中掰饼。
Where did they do it? They didn't say in the temple. They did it at home.
这里也没有说他们在圣殿里面领圣餐，而是说他们在家中掰饼。
So if the communion, the breaking of bread is important to the early believers, and they practiced it whenever they got together and when they're at home, we need to.
所以如果对于早期的那些教会、早期的信徒，这个掰饼圣餐这么重要，他们每次有机会聚在一起团契的时候，他们就如此行。那么对于今天的我们来说，也同样的重要。
So we need to acquire the understanding that they had.
我们需要有领受他们所拥有的这种认
知。Because if we have the right understanding, we too will find that the communion is important to us.
如果我们能获得同样的一种认知，那么同样我们会觉得圣餐这样对我们是有益的，
Now,
是重要的。
Let me give you another example in Acts chapter 20, reading from verse 7.
好，我们看一下另一段经文，在使徒行传二十章。
Here Paul went to a place called Troas, which is north of Ephesus in Turkey.
那么其实使徒保罗去到了以弗所，就是现在的土耳其的那个地方。
He went to meet some Christians.
所以他去那边见一些基督徒，那些信徒。
And this story is amazing.
这个故事呢是非常的神奇的。
We read in verse 7, on the first day of the week when we were gathered together to what? To break bread.
这里说七日第一天我们聚会掰饼的时候。
So why did they meet together?
为什么他们要聚在一起呢
？To break bread，
是为了要掰饼。
They primarily gathered together not to listen to Paul. It wasn't the first reason they came together to break bread, and then Paul spoke to them.
所以他们聚集在一起的目的，最主要的目的不是为了听保罗当时的讲道，而是为了掰饼。那么之后保罗才跟他们讲道。
Can you see the early believers gathered together in church for breaking bread?
在早期的教会，他们聚在一起，就主要为了要掰饼。
Yet Paul was one of the greatest guest speakers.
当时使徒保罗是在那些信徒当中是一个超级讲员。
Famous in the region.
在那个地区非常的出名。
And that is why today, we, as church, we will never forget, we will never replace the importance of the communion with other things, other activities in the church.
所以在当今的教会当中，我们一定不要用其他的任何的东西来替代了这个掰饼的这个圣餐的重要性。
And that is why it is wrong for church to end up entertaining believers on the Sunday.
所以这也是真的，现在教会都很多用各样的那种娱乐的节目来让他们觉得来享受这个主日。
Some services are so well run, so well managed now, and it's like a TV production.
有些时候他们教会那些主日的那些节目超级丰富，就好像一个电视节目、电视秀一样。
The worship leaders are just like any boy band, girl band, and they got smoke machines.Dim lights amongst the congregation.
所以他那个好像带敬拜的，就好像那种很出名的女团、男团搞的那种音乐会一样，那个气氛啊，好像烟雾缭绕，搞得就是让人很享受的那种感觉。
And I know, right? When you go to Limitless, it's all dark.
所以可能我们的青少年哈，去到那个 Limitless 那个淫秽的时候，也是哇，整个会场是一片漆黑的。
And everybody gets excited.
然后大家都非常的兴奋。
And then when they come back to SCC.Why are we not dimming the lights?
然后他们可能回到我们自己的教会的时候，啊，为什么这个场地这么光？我喜欢那很黑的感觉。
The reason why we don't dim the lights so that you can see me, I can see you.
为什么我们没有调暗那个光？是因为我们要彼此看到对方。
And we can see what God is doing.
然后我们要看神在我们当中做了什么。
We can dim the lights if you want.
我们可以把那个灯光调暗。
But I'm old.
不好意思，我年龄比较大。
And one of the things when you get old, your eyes can't see very well.
就我年纪大的另外一个不好的地方就是你的视力下
降了。I need to be able to see what the Lord is doing.
我需要有很足够的光线看清楚神在我们当中做的事
情。But seriously, you see, lots of activities in church distract us. The very thing that is important in the church, in the book of Acts, they gather together to break bread.
这些很不幸的时候，很不幸的是在现今社会当中，教会当中，我们用很多其他的东西来干扰我们自己，来影响我们，去忽略了在使徒行传早期教会他们觉得很重要的事情。
Not because Paul was a guest speaker.
但是并没有因为保罗是那个超级讲员，很著名的讲员。
So here it says Paul talked with them, intending to depart the next day. He prolonged his speech until midnight.It was a very long sermon.
所以他们说保罗因次日要起行，就为他们讲道，只讲到半夜，所以这是一个很长很长的一个讯息。
How many of you like to stay until midnight today?
有多少人想今天留到半夜啊？
And I just keep talking and keep talking and keep talking.
一直讲，一直讲，一直讲，讲到半夜。
That's exactly what Paul did.
这就是保罗当时所做的。
Because he had to go in the next day, so therefore he had to put all his teaching, preaching, all in one meeting.
因为当时保罗真的时间不多了，第二天要去另外一个地方，他所以把那个余下的时间赶紧的，所有那些重要的讲道就赶快给他们讲完。
And what happens when meetings are very long?
就是当那个聚会的时间非常长的时候怎么办呢？
People get tired.
所以会听众可能就会很累。
And then the spirit of sleep come over them.
然后突然一个沉睡的灵降到他们身上。
And that's exactly what happened. A young man who was sitting near the window at the very top floor, he began to fall asleep, and then he fell and killed himself.
对，所以
because the sermon was so boring.
因为那个讲道呢太冗长了，可能也太累了哈。所以其实当时有一个少年人就沉入睡，睡熟了从楼上掉下来，然后没命了。
What a sermon!
哇，这是怎么样一个讲道啊？
He managed to kill someone.
讲道就是听
的人都睡着。Verse 9 says, a young man named Eutychus, sitting at the window, sank into deep sleep as Paul was still longer. And being overcome by sleep, he fell down the third story and was taken up dead.
这里第九节说，有一个少年名叫犹推古，坐在窗口上沉沉入睡。保罗呢讲了多时，少年睡熟了，从三层楼上掉下去，浮起来时已经死了。
Imagine that happened when I was preaching. Someone fell down. Pastor, he's dead.
想象我在教会里面讲到，突然有一个听到的人突然倒在地上说死了，会什么样的情况？
I tell you, it's frightening. Thinking, oh, we need to call the police.
所以可能会说，哇，我们是不是要赶快报警？
But what did Paul do?
这个时候保罗后来做什么了呢？
Just came downstairs and he just went to the young man and raised him from the dead.
然后保罗就是去到那个少年人身旁，然后为他祷告，然后让他死里复活。
Imagine if that happened in the church.
想象一下，如果这样的一种场景发生在教会当中。
What you would do? You stop preaching.
你肯定马上停止讲道
吧。The young man immediately stand and give a testimony. What did you see? Did you go to heaven? Did you see an angel? Did you see meet the Lord? He will become the center of the message.
所以如果当时这个少年人经历了死里复活，我们肯定把他赶快抓到前面来，让他分享你刚刚经历了那几分钟时间经历了什么，是不是去了天堂了。
The attention should be on the young man who's just been raised from the dead, because it's a fantastic event, better than any smoke machines, any entertainment. To see somebody being raised from the dead is fantastic.
所以在那一刻，那个死里复活的少年可能会成为所有关注的焦点，因为这是一个再好不过的一个见证，经历这种死里复活的事情。
How many of you agree with me?
If
you see someone being raised from the dead in the middle of a service, it becomes the attention.
有多少人会不会认同我的说法？如果我们当中有一个人刚刚经历了死里复活的事情，他会成为全场的一种焦点。
But look what verse 11 says.
但是看接下来十一节讲什么呢？
And when Paul.Had gone up and broken the bread and eaten. He conversed with them a long while until daybreak and so departed.
十一节说，保罗又上楼去掰饼吃了，再讲了许久，直到天亮才离开。
The church was not distracted by a raising from the dead.
这个教会并没有因为刚刚他们经历一个这个少年人死里复活的事情，就拿走了他们所有的专注。
Because their purpose was to break bread.
因为他们的目的是为了掰饼。
So what did Paul do?
所以保罗又接着做什么呢？
He got up.
继续到楼上。
Got back.
回到他的讲台那边。
To do what he wanted to do was to break bread.
做他一直想做的就是继续的掰饼。
Because breaking bread was the center focus of that meeting.
因为掰饼是他们众人聚集在一起那个会议的一个焦点。
Not something that you do on the side.
并不是说哦，你是一个配菜而已。
The center focus was the communion.
整个中心的专注点焦点就是掰饼。
You see, they were not distracted by a miracle.
他们并没有因为当时发生一种神迹而被干扰了。
Therefore, it tells us that in the early church, they saw the communion, the breaking bread, as something that is absolutely essential and so important in the church life.
所以从这里经文我们看到，在早期的教会，他们把圣餐、把掰饼看得如此重要，在教会生活当中占有举足轻重的一个目的。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
Why would a piece of bread, why would the bread and the wine, the cup with some juice in there, be so important in a meeting?
为什么在一个圣餐里面的一个饼和一个杯，在一个会议当中有如此重要的一个地位呢？
The answer is, it's not because it's not just eating the bread, it's not just drinking the wine. There is something.That happens. There's something that makes the eating and the drinking far more significant and important. And today we need to know why.
所以因为这不过只是关乎吃那个饼喝那个酒，而是在这个吃饼喝酒这个过程当中，那个意义如此重要，我们今天必须要明白。
When we go back to the Old Testament, it gives us a clue.
当我们回到旧约当中，可能会给我。
Do you remember the tabernacle? Do you remember the temple?
我们记不记得圣殿？我们记不记得那个会幕
？Do you remember there's a table called the show table of the showbread？
大家记不得在会幕圣所当中有一个陈设饼
？It is in the
陈设饼的桌子。
It is in the holy place。
是在圣所当中。
And every week the bread is it new showbread is placed on the table。
所以那个 桌子上那个陈设饼每天都会更换，每天一直都有。
And it's stacked up as two piles of, there's 12 showbread, the show, 12 pieces of bread, each one per tribe, and it was eaten by the priests and the people that in the temple in the holy place.
所以那个桌子上放的那陈设饼有十二块，有两边放十二块，然后每块代表十二族人，所以那个饼是被祭司在圣所里面去领受。
The bread speaks of God's provision to Israel.
所以那个饼代表了神对以色列百姓的一个供应。
But when we look at the verses closely, we begin to see the beginning of the understanding of the communion.
所以当我们仔细来看这个经文的时候，我们可能对这个圣餐有一些深入的了解。
Exodus chapter 24, verse 29 and 30.
好，出埃及记的二十五章二十九节。
And what you shall make it its plate, he's talking about the what's on the table of the showbread, yeah? And you shall make its plates, dishes for incense, and its flagons and bowls which to pour drink offerings.You shall make them pure gold, and you shall set the bread of presence on the table before me regularly.
这里说要做桌子上的盘子、调羹，并奠酒的爵和饼和瓶，这都要用金晶制作，又要在桌子上，在我的面前常摆陈设饼。
You notice I highlighted two words.
这里我有高光两个字。
In the table.Of the showbread,
在这个放陈设饼的这个桌子上
you had the showbread.
你有这个陈设饼
but you also had the drinks.
还有这个酒
You see, many times we believe it's just bread. No, here it says there are drink offerings there.
所以这个在这个桌子上不光有陈设饼，还有酒
What you see here is a shadow.Of the communion table.
所以这里我们可以看到是圣餐的一个预表。
More significantly, what the word showbread is also called the bread of presence.
这里说的那个陈设饼也被称为同在的饼。
But actually, in Hebrew, the word presence is actually the face, the bread of face. Whose face? The face of God.
God.所以这里这个同在，其实在希伯来文也是代表你的面容，面容。如果就是这个就是谁的脸面呢？谁的面呢？就是主的面，神的面。
So they said that this is lahem nam panim, which is panim is face.
所以这个同在的意思就是说，也是神的一个面容。
So therefore, he says, right, it's the bread of face, the face of God.
所以就是神的面。代表神的面的
这个饼 And then, within that is missing in the English, before God.
但是
you're standing before God. You're looking at the face of God.
所以就是你站在神面前，你来见神的面。
So when you stand before the showbread, you're actually the bread represents the face of God.And you are standing before him.
所以就是这个陈设饼摆在我们的面前，就是说这个饼就是这个神的面，就是神的面前，我们站在他面前。
Do you understand? In other words, whenever the priest went into the holy place, when they saw the table with the bread, okay, they were actually meeting with the presence of God.
所以每当这个祭司进到圣所来到这个桌子前见到这个桌上的陈设饼的时候其实他们就是好像来到了神的面前见到了神
That's why it's called the bread of presence
所以为什么会称为有神同在见神面
的这个饼 The bread represented the presence of God
所以这个饼代表了神的同在
Here specifically the face of God
这里特别只是神的面他的容面他的脸
That's why when Jesus took the bread, he said, This is my body.
所以当主拿起这个饼的时候，他说：“这是我的身体。”
What Jesus said is, "This is my presence."
所以代表说，这就是代表我的同在。
The showbread, the bread of presence, was a foreshadow of Christ.
所以这个陈设饼是基督的一个影儿预表。
Now let's stop here for the moment. What presence is he talking about?
那么我们再来想想，这里说这个同在是指什么呢？
You see, for God to be present with man, Jesus had to take on a body.
所以当神要出现在人面前，必须好像耶稣要带上人的样式。
Jesus, before he became man, he was a God that had no human body.
当耶稣成为人之前，他是神，但是他要降世为人，他要带上人的肉身。
But in the incarnation, when he was given birth by Mary, he took on flesh. He had a body. He became a man.
所以当耶稣道成肉身，借着童女玛利亚出世，他穿戴了这个人有血有肉，成为人的样式。
When he became a man, we can see him. We can talk to him. We can hear him.
所以当他成为人的样式的时候，有血有肉的时候，我们可以看见他，听到他和见到他。
Amen. And when we can see him, hear him, we can touch him.
所以当我们可以看见他，听到他，能触摸他的时候，
he could then have fellowship with his disciples.
这样他就可以与他的门徒有团契，有
相交。The key is that he had a body.
这关键就是他有一个人的肉身。
The key is that he had blood.
对，而且 更重要是他有这个血在他的身体里面。
Do you remember during the COVID we had Zoom meetings?
记不记得在疫情期间呢，我们有这个网上的聚会
？And yes, it was. But the Zoom meeting is never the same as real meetings.
因为我们在网上
person to person，
我们在网上的聚会永远没有给我们在那种面对面的私底下那种亲自的那个聚会。
The difference between the brothers and sisters watching this service and you is that you are here.Flesh and blood.
所以在网上的那些弟兄姊妹跟我们的区别不同的是，我们在实体教会，我们是有血有肉的，我们可以聚集在一起。
Amen. Flesh and blood means you are present.
因为就是因为这种有血有肉，代表我们是有这个同在的。
Flesh and blood means you are here with me.
所以因为这个有血有肉，代表你是实实在在在这里。
The brothers and sisters, although they can hear through technology, but I'm not there in their room in flesh and blood. They are not here flesh and blood.
所以对于那些在网上弟兄姊妹，他们虽然可以借着科技来听到我们的声音，但是我们没有在他们好像有血有肉一种肉身的一种同在。
But when Jesus became flesh and blood,
但是当主借着有血有肉的身体与我们同在的时候，
that means he was present with man.
代表说他与我们人同在了。
And so the communion first and foremost represents the presence of God.
所以这个圣餐最重要很首要的也是代表神的同
在。Whenever we take up the piece of bread, this is his body, his bodily presence with us.
当我们吃这个饼的时候，这个饼代表主好像一种有血有肉、一种肉身的存在在我们当中。
Now, this is it. This is when in history the churches all get into a fight about how is he present in the bread? Does he possess it? Does it become the flesh or what? I don't care.
所以可能在教会历史当中，很多人为这一点去争论、去辩解说，为什么这个饼就代表他的身体，他怎么存在在这个饼当中呢
？I don't know.How God is present with us whenever we take communion. But the Bible says He is present.
我不能跟你解释，我也搞不明白神怎么借着我们领圣餐就告诉我他与我们同在。
I don't know whether the Roman Catholics are right that the bread becomes his flesh or not, and the wine becomes his blood. I don't know.
所以我可能在天主教当中，他们也说这个饼就变成他的身体，这个血这个酒就变成他的血。怎么解释我也不知道。
We find out when we get to heaven.
可能我们在回到天家以后见到主的时候才有这个。
Well, one thing I do know.
但是有一点我知道。
When I see the bread.
当我见到这个饼的时候。
I can see it.
我可以看见。
I can touch it.
我可能触摸到。
I can taste it.
我能也吃到。
I can eat it.
我可以吃这个饼。
It's physical.
是实实在在的一个物体。
It's the presence of God.
是这个饼就代表了神的同在。
It is Jesus with me.
是基督与我同在。
And that is why with Paul and the early church, that's their understanding. That is why they give the communion the priority, not the raising of the dead. Amen?
所以这就是在早期的教会包括使徒保罗他们这么看重这个圣餐的重要性就代表神的同在。
What more important than the presence of God?
还有什么比神的同在还更要紧呢？
Amen?Now, you may say, okay, because if you understand this, this is so important.
你可能觉得还好吧好 okay, 就好像清楚但是你觉得但是为什么这个这么重要
Because the communion, it is one way that it is probably the most important way and one of the key ways of you and I to connect with Jesus' presence.
这因为借着圣餐这可能是其中一个最重要的一种途径让我们可以给基督的同在相连接。
Because somehow when I eat the bread, when I drink the wine,
当我
something happens.
因为每当我们来吃这个饼喝这个杯这个酒的时候有事情会发生。
The promise of God's presence is there, whether I can feel it or I can't feel it.
所以神所应许的与我们同在这个事实就会发生
if,
不管我们感觉到没有
If I can sense it, hallelujah If I can't sense it, then I by faith Christ is with me
所以如果我能感受到神的同在感谢主但如果感受不到但我们凭信心相信基督与我们同在
That's why many of the traditional Orthodox churchThey still practice this. The communion is the centerpiece every single Sunday.
所以对于很多传统的东正教教会，他们就是这是他们一直操练的一个很重要一点。每周他们一定会领圣餐，是他们聚会的一个中心。
But notice, I said one of the most important way for God's presence.
听清楚，刚刚我讲的是其中一个很重要的途径，让神来与我们跟主的同在连接。
But when the Pentecostals and Charismatic comes along.
当五旬节灵恩派的那种信徒来的时候
Our concentration on God's presence switched from communion into worship, into prayer.
然后我们好像来寻求跟主连接的方式从圣餐转移到敬拜和祷告
We seek God's presence in our worship.
我们在敬拜当中与主的同在连接
We seek God's presence in our prayers.
我们在祷告当中见到神的同在
And we seek God's presence in the manifestation of the power of the gifts of the Spirit.
我们在借着神所赐的这个属灵恩赐的这些能力当中神迹奇事当中见证神的同在
They are very important as well.
这些我刚刚提到也是很重要的
Amen. That's why we worship Him.
这就是为什么我们要敬拜他
We pray.
我们要跟他祷告
God's presence is there with us. It's important.
当我们这样做的时候，神的同在也在我们当中。
That's why communion is not the only thing that they did in the early church.
所以在早期教会，他们不只是做领圣
餐拜饼。They also prayed. They also worshipped.
他们同样也祷告，他们也同样聚在一起同心合一的敬拜。
But what the Pentecostal and Charismatic has happened is that we neglected.The communion is also very important to experience God's presence.
因为对于很多灵恩派的教会，他们就忽略了这一点，就不觉得好像圣餐跟敬拜和祷告相比也是同样的重要。
At home, when you don't know how to sing, your prayers are not, you don't know, you're not very confident in your prayers, take your communion set out.
所以在家中如果你不知道怎么去敬拜你可能对你的祷告也没有这么的有信心的时候那么就把你的圣餐拿出来
And have communion before the Lord
然后在主面前来掰饼
Because it is important to be connected with His presence
因为借着这样的途径也可以让我们与主的同在连接
Amen
Amen
Hallelujah Why is it so important?
为什么这么重要呢
Because the presence of God represents something very important to us
因为神的同在代表了一些很对于我们来说代表一些很重要的东西
Because it is Christ himself
因为神的同在就是基督他自己
If Christ himself is available in the communion then many things are possible
所以因为如果借着圣餐我们就能经历到基督他自己那么其他很多事情都有可变为可能的
For example, if I am sick
比如说如果我们有疾病
And Christ is present in the communion
如果基督在我们的圣餐当中与我们同在
I seek his presence to heal me
然后我就来寻求他的同在来医治我
If I need God to touch my life,
如果我需要神来触摸我的生命
and His presence is in the communion,
那么在圣餐当中神也与我同在
I talk to Him in the communion,
我也在圣餐当中与他相对话
Amen. Jesus made sure that He instituted this communion because He knows He's going to go to heaven.
因为主耶稣他发明了这个这个圣餐的这个方式，就知道他会升天。
And he says, "I'm not going to leave you orphans."
因为他说我不会留下你们为孤儿。
He says, "I'm going to be with you always."
他会说我会永远与你们同在。
Guess what?
大家想想。
The Holy Spirit uses the communion as one of the ways to actually let you experience that He is with you.
所以圣灵也借着圣餐让我们体验到主与我们同在。
That's why if the communion is taken by faith and you understand this, then lots of possibility can happen in the communion.
所以圣餐我们领圣餐是凭着信心，在这个领圣餐的过程当中，很多事情会发生。
Perhaps your breakthrough needs the communion.
可能就是你的一个突破也需要这个圣餐。
We hear so many testimonies. People get healed when they take the communion.
我们听到很多这样的见证，当信徒他们来领圣餐的时候，他们就经历了医治。
Amen. That's why at home, invite Jesus in your home by taking communion.
所以我们在家中，我们借着来领圣餐，也邀请主与我们同在。
All you need to do, brothers and sisters, is to have some bread, unleavened bread, and some grape juice, or you might even go for real wine.
所以其实你需要在家里准备的这个就是一个无酵饼和一些果汁或者是红酒。
And what you do is you read out the words in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and you read out those words that this is my body broken for you.
所以我们需要说就是读住在哥林多前书二十一章那边的经文关于圣餐的这个经文就可以了
Whenever you say those words
每当我们说这些经文读出这些话的时候
Notice in the Bible they're in red
记得在这些话语当中是红色的字眼被
You are repeating the very words that Jesus spoke out by his own mouth
我们讲的这个话是从主他口中亲自所出的话
When you say those words
当我们说这些话的时候
Remember whenever Richard does it, he takes the bread.
所以当我每次我们长老Richard带领我们做
圣餐的时候的。And he repeats Christ's words.
然后他拿出那个饼的时候，他来重复基督说的话。
Okay, and when we receive that bread,
当我们来领受这个饼。
And if you close your eyes,
然后我们闭上眼睛。
It's like Christ say, "This is my body broken for you. Take it."
就我们的想象主在对我们说这是我的身体为你们而舍
and the bread in your and the bread that is in your hand is handed to you by Jesus because you just heard those words
所以当每次我们听到这样主亲自所说的话的时候我们来吃这个饼就好像主亲自把这个饼递在我们的手上
Remember God's presence God's manifest presence God'sIf he was God's physical presence, you can hear him.
记住神的那种实实在在的有血有肉的那种同在是我们能听到的。
So what did you hear? This is my body broken for you.
所以你听到的是什么？主亲自所说的话，这是我的身体为你们而舍。
Remember, I said you can see it.
记得我刚刚也说，我们说有血有肉的时候，你能看见。
What do you see?
你看见什么呢
？The bread.
就是这个饼。
What does the bread represent?
这饼代表什么呢
？His body.
就是基督的身体。
I can hear the words being spoken. I can see Christ in this bread.
所以我可以听到主亲口说的话。我的眼可以看见这个在我面前代表基督身体的这个饼。
Remember, I said you can touch him.
记得我说我们也可以触摸他。
You can touch him because it's in your hand.
你可以触摸到，是因为这个饼今天就递在了你的手中。
When you put it in your mouth, you can taste him.
让我当我们吃进这个饼的时候，我们可以能尝到这个。
Suddenly, the communion is not just an ordinary meal; it's actually an interaction with the living Christ.
所以，如果这样做的时候，这个圣餐不只是一种循规蹈矩的一种仪式，而变成一种，而是与这个有血有肉的基督的一种交流相交。
If you believe that.
如果我们有信心相信
if you really believe that,
如果你真的相信
and if you have faith in that,
并且你在这个圣餐当中有信心
guess what the Holy Spirit will do?
你猜一猜圣灵会做什么
in that communion, you literally feel you are interacting with Christ.
你会在这个圣餐当中你会真的感受到你在与这个有血有肉的这个主在交流
you just literally feel that he's handed you the bread.
因为感受到好像是主亲自把这个饼放在你的手中。
And that you're sitting around the last supper with the other disciples.
你感觉你好像就在那个最后的晚餐一样，跟所有的门徒一起为与基督同坐。
By faith,
凭着信心
，you are sitting there as well.
凭着信心，我们在那个餐桌上，我们也与主同吃。
Christ is handing you the same bread.
基督订给我们同一块饼。
The same cup.
同一个杯。
Amen.
Amen.
Just like the baptism.
The same baptism. 同一个基督所受的洗礼。
So that everything he did for you on the cross is yours.
所以基督在十字架为我们做的一切都是与我们有份的。
You connect with Jesus.
我们借着这样的东西与主连接。
Through the communion.
借着圣餐。
And that's why the early church, I find it so important.
所以在早期的教会他们把这个圣餐这个白饼看得如此重要。
That's why in 1 John,Chapter 1, it begins like this. And it describes the communion so well. I'm not sure whether John is describing the communion, but it looks like it. It looks like it.
这里老约翰他形容的，我不知道他是不是借此来形容那个真正圣餐的那个经历。
He said, that which is from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes,Which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
这里约翰一书一章一节说，论到那从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
You see, John was talking about the physical presence of Jesus.
约翰这里讲说那种实实在在看得见摸得着的一种存在。
But to me, he's actually describing the very elements, the experience that we can have about the communion.
但是对我来说，在这里他所描述的，正是我们在借着圣餐所能经历到一种很奇妙的一种经历。
He said, "You can hear him, you can see him, you can touch him."
他说：“你可以听见，你可以看见，你可以亲眼看见，好像你可以亲手触摸到。”
But then John gave us the key, the most important why we need to bother about the communion.
然后约翰告诉我们一个关键点：为什么我们要这么看重这个圣餐呢
？John introduces the connection to the word life.
他说这。约翰用一个词来形容，他说那是生命之道。
Whenever we take the communion, we are connecting to life itself. Christ Jesus. He is the word of life. He is life.
所以每当我们在领圣餐的时候，我们与这个基督连接，这基督就是那生命，他是那生命之道。
In other words, it is better than any tonic, any herbal brew, any vitamins.
换言之就是比任何那些营养啊那些维生素更有用。
How many of you know whenever you interact with God's presence, you are energized, you are encouraged, you feel bigger, you feel bolder?
好的。也是所以我们又觉得当我们每次跟神的同在相遇的时候我们的里面是被充电的我们的信心得到加固我们整个人是感觉更有信心更刚强有力。
Verse 2 says, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us.
然后第二节接着说，这生命已经显现出来，我们看见了，现在又做见证，把原与父同在，并且向我们显现过的那永远的生命传扬给你们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
whenever we come to the communion and whenever we interact with Christ's presence,
所以每次我们领圣餐的时候，我们借着圣餐来到主的同在的时候，
we are touching life.
我们是在触摸生命。
We are tasting life.
我们在品尝生命。
We are hearing life.
我们也听见生命。
We're seeing life.
我们亲眼看见了那生命。
We become life.
我们自己也成为那生命。
What you eat is what you become.
我们所吃的，让我们成为那我们所领受的东西。
Have you ever heard of that expression? What you eat is what you become.
有没有听过这样一种说法，就是 你吃什么你就会变什么。
Sometimes when you see a friend, right, have a long time, and say, whoa, changed. Because you know they've been eating a lot of kebabs.
可能有些你突然遇到一个、啊、很久不见的一个朋友，突然他的体型变了，你说是不是因为吃太多 kebab?
And when you see someone, yeah, that's a vegetarian.
或者有一个人变得更苗条了，你说哦，你是不 是素食主义者。
You know those you know, vegetarians, they're usually better looking than the others that eat meat.
可能
Or not.
有些人觉得说哦，可能吃素食人和吃肉的人，他们的那个形态会不一样。
Anyway, whatever your opinion is, do you agree? Whatever you eat is what you become.
大家同不同意这种说法？就是我们吃进去的东西对我们自己是有影响的。
So eat the communion.
所以我们一定要来领这个圣餐。
You, whatever the communion offers is what you become.
就是这个圣餐所带来，它预表的东西，就是我们所领受的，
我们
有成为的那个东西。
The presence of Jesus.
这个圣餐带来的是，基督的同在。
The communion offers life.
这个圣餐也让我们与这个生命相连接。
I'm not talking about the salvation. I'm talking about life. Give us this day our daily bread.
所以我不是在说我们关乎我们的救恩，而是说好像主说，愿今日的粮今日赐给我们。
Amen.
这个粮就是我们的生命。
It's what we need in life.
是我们在生命当中所需要的那一个要素。
What else does it do? In verse 3, here it says, That which is seen and heard we proclaim also to you, so that you too may fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ.
第三节说，我们把所看见所听见的传扬给你们，为要使你们也与我们有团契，而我们的团契是与父和他儿子耶稣基督所共有的。
And this is what I will get into in later weeks.
这就是我们在接下来、那些、接下来我们会
继续讲到的。 The communion is not only just the presence of Jesus.
圣餐不仅仅是只代表说主的同在。
When we interact with the presence of Jesus,
当我们与基督同在相交的时候，团
契的时候， we have fellowship with the Trinity.
我们也与这个三位一体的神一起相交。
Like John is saying, we end up having fellowship with the Father and the Son.
就像老约翰这里说，我们与父与子一起共有了一个团契。
And more than that.
而且还超过这一点。
When we have communion, we have fellowship with one another.
而且当我们在领圣餐的时候，我们也与所有的众这个肢体之间也互相的团契。
Amen. We will understand that later. What does that mean? Fellowship with each other.
我们以后会再解释说这里说的我们与众肢体也团契。
That's why I encourage, right, in fellowship groups, whenever you gather together, and whenever brothers and sisters are together, one of you must say, "Hey."Let's have communion. And then the rest say, Hallelujah, let's do that.
所以我们真的是鼓励在我们线下的平时的小组当中团契当中，我们也要这样常常的这样子记得领圣餐来团契。
That's why those of you who host people in their homes always have some your communion ready.
所以那些常常邀请朋友来家里有这个圣灵团契的、弟兄姊妹们也在家中常常预备这个圣餐。
Go and buy your bread. Go and buy some,、you know, some communion juice.
对。
If you don't know what to buy, ask us. We'll tell you what to buy.
所以在家中也常常备这种无酵饼啊，预备一些、圣餐的果汁或者红酒都可以。
Amen. Whenever you gather together,
每当我们聚集在一起的时候
get your communion.Set out.
总是要把一定要把我们的圣餐杯和饼拿出来。
Because you want to fellowship with each other.
因为你们想彼此之间有团契。
Amen. What else do you want? You want God to be there as well in your fellowship.
而且除此以外，你要想最重要是神也在你们当中。
And you guess what? When the communion comes out and those words are spoken, this is my body broken for you. This is the cup for the new covenant in remission of your sins. It's like words are spoken over your fellowship.
所以每次当我们来领圣餐，然后我们说在刚刚讲说哥林多前书十一章那个话语的时候，说这是我的身体为你们所舍，这是我的血为你们所立的新约的时候，
Amen.
这就是主亲口说的话。
Now at the moment you go not sure about that.
可能现在你对这个还不是很确信。
But I tell you, practice it at home.
但是你如果在家里在操练的时候
，pray about it，
为这个事情祷告
，get serious about it，
然后很认真的去重视这个事情。
That's why today, when you came into the church, do you notice there's a presence of God?
所以就今天你来到教会的时候，你能感受到神的同在。
Because this is important to Him.
因为这对主来说是很重要的。
He really wants to say to you, right? It is true, my dear brothers and sisters.
因为他想告诉你们，这是真的，是这个是对的。
My sons and daughters, this is true. This is why Jesus commands us to have communion.
所以神的儿女们，这样做是对的。为什么？这就是为什么主也要吩咐我们要常常的如此行。
Amen. If you are sick,
如果我们有疾病
，get the communion set out.
也把我们的圣餐杯和酒、杯和饼拿出来。
And then as you break the bread, you can do it by yourself. If you break the bread, say those words.
所以当你自己一个人也可以这样做，你一边做一边说主的话语。
As though Jesus is with you.
就去信心的去相信主与你同在。
As you break the bread,
当你掰这个饼的时候
，something happens.
相信有事情会发生。
The eyes of the disciple were open.
当时门徒他们的眼看见了。
The presence of Jesus is there, whether you can feel it or not feel it.
所以基督的同在，不管是你有没有感觉得到，那么事实都是他与你同在的。
And then you say, Lord, heal me.
然后你说，主啊，医治我。
Amen.
Amen.
But let me give you a word of caution.
我给你一个警告的言语。
You don't go to the communion for the healing. You go for the healer.
所以我警戒大家是我们来领圣餐不只是为了得到医治，而是来寻求这个医治者。
Otherwise, the bread and the wine become some magic pill.
所以就是这个饼跟酒变成了一个好像神奇的药方。
吃药啊，吃药啊。
好像每次就吃药了，你好觉得吃了这个药你就得医治了。
No. You go to the communion not for the healing, not for anything, but you want the presence of Jesus.
所以我们去领圣餐，我们的目的应该有中心的目的是来寻求他的同在，与主相交。
And during that encounter with Jesus, you say, Lord, heal me.
所以在这个与神相遇的这个过程当中，经历当中，那么你可以跟主求这个医治。
Amen.So today we learn that the breaking of bread is an important practice in the early church.
So today we learned that in the early church, they saw the breaking of bread as very important.
Not only important, it is the main reason why they gather.
Not only important, it is the main reason why they gather. Not only important, it is the main reason why they gather.
So therefore, we must focus on that as well.
所以我们作为今天的教会也要效仿他们。
Even though our church may not do it every week, but you can do it at home. You can do it with your fellowship groups.
虽然就是我们的教会不能每周这样做，但是我们在家中，在我们的小组团契当中可以这样行。
Or you can do it by yourself.
或者我们自己在家里也可以这样领圣餐。
Amen.
Amen.
And the reason why it is important is because the bread and the wine represents the presence of Jesus.
因为为什么如此重要？是因为这个圣餐代表了基督的同在。
And because His presence is tangible.
因为主的同在是可触摸到的。
Because the bread is tangible.
因为这个饼是很能触摸到的。
The wine is tangible.
这个酒、这个杯也是能触摸到的。
We can see, we can hear, we can touch.
我们可以看见、可以听见、也可以触摸到、感受到他的同在。
Even thoseA lot of the time, you may not actually feel it.
但是可能很大部分时间，你可能你觉得你感受不到他的同在。
But by faith, you believe it.
但是我们要靠信心来相信。
And when that happens,
当这样的事情发生的时候
，you have fellowship with the Trinity.
你要相信你是与那个三位一体的神相交了。
And when you do it together with everybody,
当我们跟众弟兄姊妹同做这件事的时候
，you have the true fellowship.
这就是你们真正的在主里的团契。
Amen. Guess when we break bread together, what happens?
所以当我们每次一起掰饼的时候，发生什么呢？
You know, Ruth, I think I'm going to forgive you now.
或者你说哦，某某我姊妹，我感动，我说我要去原谅你。
You know, Ruth, I think I'm going to pray for you now.
或者说哦 ，Ruth， 有感动，我想要为你祷告。
You know, our church, right? Our vision is to initiate encounter and connecting people with Jesus.
对，因为我们教会的我们的意向就是我们要让人与神相遇，并且带领他们来到主面前。
What better than actually in the communion?
所以其实在那个圣餐当中最关键的是什么？
Hallelujah. I pray all the time that may God manifest his presence in your fellowship groups.
我常常为你们祷告，愿神大大的彰显他的同在，在我们每一个团契和分享当中。
Amen. I want to hear testimonies. You know what? When we broke bread, wow, God, I don't know what happened.
我真的很期待听到这样很多的见证。当我们每次团契小组当中，我们掰饼的时候，我们领圣餐的时候，有很神奇的、
Amen.
很奇妙的事情发生。
So fellowship groups, right? Cell groups, whoever. This week when you meet, right?Go and get some bread and some wine, no? Okay?
所以我们鼓励我们这周间进行的小组，我们的团契，我们在我们的小组团契当中也这样做，领圣餐。
Amen. Let's pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的主耶稣，
we are so grateful to you.
我们非常的感恩有你。
We just ask you, Lord,
主啊，我们向你祈求。
That whenever we gather together,
每当我们聚集在一起的时候，
May your presence be with us.
主你的同在就在我们当中。
And may you manifest your presence in the bread and the wine.
主愿意记得你的圣餐来彰显你的同
在。Every time when we break bread,
每次我们掰饼的时候，
we are surprised.
我们会很惊喜，很意外。
In what you are doing in our midst.
就是你在我们当中要所成就的事。
So I pray for your blessing in every family.
主我祷告你的祝福在临到每个家庭。
For those of us who desperately need you.
主在我们当中很迫切的来等候需要你的
人。Desperately need to encounter you.
我们当中那些迫切的很需要来与你相遇的知己。
I pray, O God, when we take the wine and the bread, you will do something tremendous, significant in our lives.
主，我们祷告，当我们真的来顺服的来领这个领圣餐的时候，我们期待你在我们的生命当中做那美好奇妙的工作。
I pray, O God, that you will encourage our church.
主啊，祷告求你来亲自来鼓励你的教会。
Not just to look at the church, but Lord, to really practice communion at home.
主啊，我们不光只是在教会当中领圣餐，我们在我们家中也常常
这样做。Whenever we gather together,
每当我们聚集在一起的时候，
Not only do we worship you,
我们不仅是来敬拜你。
Not only do we pray.
不光我们来祷告。
Not only do we have fun together or eating together.
不光我们来吃喝来彼此的很愉快的一个时光。
But we're going to stop for that moment.
但是主啊，我们要在这个过程当中要停留一下。
And then break that bread.
我们要花时间来领圣餐。
And drink that wine.
我们要来吃掰这个饼喝这个
饼。So that we all can say, Lord.
所以我们每个人都可以这样说。
We love you.
主啊，我们爱你。
We are grateful to you.
主，我们如此的感恩有你。
Whenever we acknowledge your presence in our fellowship,
就每次当我们来认定你在我们当中的同在的时候，
Whenever we acknowledge your presence in our homes,
就每当我们在家中来宣告你的同在的时候，
We will experience something that is beyond what this world can give us.
就我们相信我们在我们的生命当中，我们的家庭当中会经历这个世界所不能给我们的一种超自然的这种经历。
Because we are interacting with the life of Christ.
因为我们是与这个生命的基督、生命之道来相交。
So Lord, bless your people here today.
主啊，求你祝福我们在这里的每个人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Let's all stand.
好，让我们站立起来。
It was the cross you bore, so I could live.In the freedom you die for. And now my life is yours, and I will see all your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name.Jesus, you deserve It was my cross, your bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for.
Thank you, Lord.
And now my life is yours, and I will see of your goodness forevermore.
Let's lift our hands. Thank you for manifesting the presence of Jesus.
圣灵，现在你彰显基督的同在。
Thank you for taking us to the Lord.
谢谢圣灵能带着我们来到主的面前。
And Lord Jesus, we thank you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
That through you we can access the Father.
谢谢你，我们借着你来可以来到父面前。
Father,
天父。
You are our God.
你是我们的神。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We thank you for all the things that you've done.
我们感谢你为我们所做的一切。
That all the hard work that you've done.
谢谢你为我们所做的一切的工。
In order to be with us.
让我们可以与你和好，与你相交。
So today, Father, we want to honor the presence of Jesus.
今天我们要来尊荣基督。你儿子的同在。
By taking the communion,
让我们借着圣餐。
When we are at home, we will take the communion.
在家我们也同样来领圣餐。
And with our groups, we will take the communion.
在我们的团体小组当中，我们也来领圣餐。
We want to honor you, Lord.
主，我们要来尊荣你，基督。
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Do you want to take the communion?
Yes.
Okay, here it is.
Can
we have some people to help to hand out?
我们也请我们的同工来帮我们分配我们的圣餐。
I want those of you who got a Bible because we're going to practice now.
我们当中有圣经的可以拿出你的圣经。
You're going to. This we won't take long.
这个。
Go to First Corinthians chapter 11.
我们来到哥林多前书十一章二十一节。哦，不是，是二十三节。
You have your communion pack. You take the bread, and just by faith, you say, "This is handed to me by Jesus on the night that He was betrayed."
当我们打开这个圣餐领到这个饼的时候，我们凭信心相信这个饼是在最后的晚餐那一晚主亲自领到。
What you do if you're a husband of your father, or you are the whoever in a group?You turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and you start reading from verse 23.
如果今天在我们的这个家中，在我们的团体当中，你是做丈夫的，你是做弟兄的。
So if you're a father, you read these words.
如果你是做父亲的，今天你读在这个经文，哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
For I received from the Lord. Who did he receive from? The Lord.
所以今天我们领受是谁？
So where do you get your bread from? Not from Luke, but from the Lord.
我们今天这个饼是从谁手中领来的？不是从我们的同工手中，而是从我们的主的手中。
What I also delivered to you.
今天我也要传给你们。
That the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢的，就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
This is the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in His flesh. Let's eat.
让我们来领受这个饼。
Then you move on to verse 25. In the same way, in the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." This is Jesus talking to you. He's talking to me. This is the cup, the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
然后我们来到二十五节，饭后主也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是要纪念我。”这是主所说的话。
And then you read, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Amen. Let's drink.
好，我们现在领受这个杯。
Father, I thank you.
父，我们谢谢你。
I thank you for the presence of Jesus.
谢谢主基督，你的同在。
You just pray where you're standing.
我们在我们站的地方，我们自己祷告。
You are in the presence of Jesus.
我们现在就在主基督的同在当中。
That bread of presence is the presence of God's face.
这个同在的饼代表了神他的自己的面。
He's looking at you.
主今天来亲眼来见到我们。
And you by faith, you look back at him.
我们今天凭信心与主面对面。
Because you're a child of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
And you say, Father,
天父
I love you.
我们爱你。
I need your presence.
主，我需要在你的同在当中。
Help me to worship you.
帮助我来敬拜你。
Help me to know you.
帮助我来更亲近你。
Father, many things are in my life.
父，在我们生命中很多的事。
That I don't know how to decide things. But I need your wisdom.
很多事情我们不知道怎么来做决定，主，我们需要你的智慧。
I don't feel your love in a way that I should.
就可能我感受不到我应该所领受的那种爱。
Help me, Lord, to know your love in a tangible way.
主，求你帮助我能领受到那种可触摸的这种真实的爱。
Lord, bless my family.
主啊，求你来祝福我的家庭。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Please be seated.
神祝福大家，大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面来。神祝福大家。